The DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware presents The Cavalcade of Music. Steelmaker and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie has been quoted as saying, "My idea of heaven is to be able to sit and listen to all the Victor Herbert music I want to." For many years, all America has paid Herbert the greatest compliment a composer can be given, the joyful playing and singing of his songs. And this evening, Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra and our guest star, Francia White, have arranged a full program of Victor Herbert melodies. This program marks Francia White's farewell appearance on our DuPont Summer Series. And judging by the many fine letters we've had complimenting her voice, you will join us in regretfully saying goodbye. Now let's begin this program of music by Victor Herbert with a melody from one of the 41 Herbert operettas. It is the waltz from Sweetheart. In 1905, Victor Herbert wrote an operetta called Mademoiselle Modiste for the famed singing star Fritzi Schaff. In the score was a number called If I Were on the Stage, and the part of it you'll probably remember best is the last refrain, the lovely Kiss Me Again. DuPont's guest soprano, Francia White, will sing it.
Role to play, a stately queen with powdered hair, the costly mountain jewels are rare. I would not play the part I miss. I'd sing a polonaise like this. Are you gonna agree that happy I could be?
While it was his lighter music that brought Victor Herbert world prestige, one of the composer's favorite works was his opera, Natoma. The New York opera companies would not produce it, but Herbert finally managed to have it open in Philadelphia. With Mary Garden and John McCormick in the principal roles, the opera was a success, and one of Victor Herbert's greatest ambitions was realized. Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra will now play excerpts from the score of Natoma. Mr. Herbert composed with extraordinary speed. He once started writing the score for an operetta on a Wednesday morning and finished it the following Tuesday. The operetta was The Only Girl. And here's one of its melodic high spots, When You're Away. Before continuing this program of Victor Herbert's music, we pause briefly for a message from the DuPont Company. Did you know that DuPont chemists use black sand to produce the whitest white you ever saw? Yes, at Baltimore, Maryland, the DuPont Company has a plant which makes from black sand a bright white pigment known chemically as titanium dioxide and sold under the trademarks Ti-Pure and Rayox. This chemical product works for all of us in many ways every day. For instance, today you undoubtedly picked up a business letter, a magazine, or a book. The chances are that it was pleasing to the eye and easy to read because the typing or printing was done on really white paper, making the print stand out clearly. And probably this white pigment, titanium dioxide, made from black sand by DuPont chemists, was used to brighten the paper and make it opaque so that printing on the other side wouldn't show through. The brilliant whiteness of your refrigerator, kitchen range, walls, ceilings, woodwork, or even the outside of your house may have come from this pigment. For titanium dioxide is widely used as a pigment in such finishes as DuPont Dulux. It even goes into the white cleaner that keeps your sports shoes looking spick and span. The DuPont plant in Baltimore that makes this pigment is right on the waterfront of that city. Several hundred Baltimoreans work there. And the carefully controlled chemical steps used in the manufacture of titanium dioxide pigment require enough steam, electricity, and water to serve a whole city of 10,000 people. Once the product is made, it is carried by boat, rail, and motor to hundreds of customers and also to 28 distributing points throughout the country, where many additional thousand workers in such industries as linoleum, rubber, paint, paper, ceramics, and leather make use of this white pigment. 13 years ago, titanium dioxide sold for $1.50 a pound. Today, a much superior grade produced in DuPont's Baltimore plant sells at 16 cents a pound. Here again, chemical research has helped reduce the selling price over a period of years. Living in Baltimore, working in Baltimore, and serving the nation, the DuPont chemists and factory workers, by continuing their efforts to improve titanium dioxide and make it at a still lower cost, are doing their share toward helping the DuPont company provide better things for better living through chemistry. One of Victor Herbert's greatest ambitions was to write an Irish operetta. Francia White sings Thine Alone from Eileen.
Tell me, why is there a doubt within my heart, my own? Tell me why. I but fear a time will come when we must part.
Last year, thousands turned out for a revival of Victor Herbert's famous operetta, Naughty Marietta. Heading the cast was our guest artist, Francia White. Her performance was so brilliant that critics enthusiastically acclaimed her as today's foremost interpreter of Herbert melodies. We'll hear a medley from Naughty Marietta now.
Thank you.
Speaking of Victor Herbert, Dean Taylor once said, he had the gift of song. His music bubbled and sparkled and charmed. And he brought the precious gift of gaiety to an art that often suffers from pretentiousness. Surely Herbert brought joy to the hearts of millions with his music. Songs that will live forever because they're pure, unforgettable melody. We're proud to salute the memory and the works of Victor Herbert in this DuPont cavalcade of music. Now, Francia White, since this is your farewell appearance on our DuPont summer series, we want to thank you and assure you that you're taking everyone's very best wishes with you. Next Wednesday evening, Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra will play a program of numbers by a young man who has written music entirely for the moving pictures. His name is Nasho Herb Brown, and he wrote... That's the Fagin Love Song by Nasho Herb Brown, and we'll hear a full program of his tunes next Wednesday, same time and station, when the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, again presents The Cavalcade of Music.